Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Today is the birthday of Gary Webb. He was an American born in 1955. He died in 2004. Most people probably have not heard of him, but he made a significant contribution to uncovering truth as an investigative journalist, and that should not be forgotten. In the 1990s, Webb looked into an explosive subject, claims that cocaine was being smuggled into the United States by Central Americans in order to help fund the Nicaraguan Contras. The Contras were an insurgency group supported by the Reagan administration. Their aim was to overthrow the Sandinista government of Nicaragua. In 1982, Congress had blocked funding whose purpose was to topple the Sandinista government. But that wasn't the part that set off the panic attack. This was. It was alleged that the epidemic of crack cocaine in the U.S. was activated and powered by this cocaine, and that the CIA knew about the cocaine smuggling. The title of his articles, Dark Alliance. It's important to remember that this occurred in the era of Nancy Reagan's anti-drug message of just say no. Webb was attacked. There were denials in major national newspapers. Eventually, his newspaper, the San Jose Mercury News, distanced itself from Dark Alliance. So what was the truth? With all the secrecy involved in the nature of intelligence agencies, the Iran-Contra scandal, and the desire to preserve political images, it's hard to know for sure. But Webb was onto something. Writing in 2009, reporter Robert Perry took a broad perspective of the significance of Webb's work. These are some of his words. Gary Webb had set in motion internal government investigations that would bring to the surface long-hidden facts about how the Reagan administration had conducted the Contra War. The CIA published the first part of Inspector General Hitt's findings on January 29, 1998. Despite a largely exculpatory press release, Hitt's Volume 1 admitted that not only were many of Webb's allegations true, but that he actually understated the seriousness of the contra-drug crimes and the CIA's knowledge. Hitt's acknowledged that cocaine smugglers played a significant early role in the Nicaraguan Contra movement and that the CIA intervened to block an image-threatening 1984 federal investigation into a San Francisco-based drug ring with suspected ties to the Contras. On May 7, 1998, another disclosure shook the earlier presumptions of the Reagan administration's innocence. Representative Maxine Waters, a California Democrat, introduced into the congressional record a February 11, 1982 letter of understanding between the CIA and the Justice Department. The letter freed the CIA from legal requirements that it must report drug smuggling by CIA assets, a provision that covered both the Nicaraguan Contras and Afghan rebels who were fighting a Soviet-supported regime in Afghanistan and who were implicated in heroin trafficking. The next break in the cover-up was a report by the Justice Department's Inspector General Michael Bromwich. Given the hostile climate surrounding Webb's series, Bromwich's report also opened with criticism of Webb, but, like the CIA's Volume 1, the contents revealed new details about government wrongdoing. According to evidence cited by Bromwich, the Reagan administration knew almost from the outset of the Contra War that cocaine traffickers permeated the paramilitary operation. The administration also did next to nothing to expose or stop the crimes. Bromwich's report revealed example after example of leads not followed, corroborated witnesses disparaged, official law enforcement investigations sabotaged, and even the CIA facilitating the work of drug traffickers. The report showed that the Contras and their supporters ran several parallel drug smuggling operations, not just the one at the center of Webb's series. The report also found that the CIA shared little of its information about Contra drugs with law enforcement agencies and on three occasions disrupted cocaine trafficking investigations that threatened the Contras. Wow. Webb helped expose some ugly truths and quite possibly some horrible byproducts of the Reagan administration's obsession with overthrowing the Nicaraguan government. Democracy needs sunlight, and Gary Webb helped in this never-ending struggle. Happy birthday, Gary. And thanks for listening. Be sure to look for our Room 33 special report on the U.S. presidential election coming this fall. More details on this will be announced next month. This is Carl Trautman, and you're in Room 33.